This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
.11:09 in St. Louis, it's the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Brian Hoffman, Jim Huer, Darren Atkins carrying you till 12 o'clock today. Bob Ramsey will be hopping in studio at noon. We'll be joined by Martin Kilcoyne at about 11:40-ish or so. Charlie Marlowe around 12:30, but right now, it's time for Five for the Guys.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, gentlemen, you are president of the baseball operations, John Mozeliak.
Go Blues!
Who was the intended recipient of your comments yesterday about the offense? I'm sure you had some people specifically in mind when you were talking about the lack of production and too many players hitting like individuals.
That's something I was thinking about, because you always go, okay, now who's he singling
out?
There's
someone about, yeah.
Obviously, the hitting coach, you go number one, but I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, look who didn't participate in the lineup yesterday. Matt Carpenter.
Oh, that's interesting.
The guy, that's exactly who it is.
You think so? Yes,
that's exactly who it is. You just gave him that nice, friendly, hey, thanks for being a Cardinal extension, and really has, you know, I mean, this is about the time he picked it up last year, so I'm not saying, you know, it's a dud season for him stat-wise, but it's certainly been a rough year, and I think Matt Carpenter certainly, because you have Goldschmidt now, you spent money on Goldschmidt, thinking Carpenter was going to get on base, and that has not been the case.
And I'll throw it a step further. Day before, I think, obviously this was said afterwards, but I think Paul DeJong was kind of told that too, because Munoz played for him the day before. And it's all about, hey, I like the way his approach is. Speaking of Munoz, if he continues to hit, he continues to play. The rest of those guys are struggling right now, and they've been guys you relied on, but if they're going to continue to struggle, guess what? Somebody else is going to take your spot. And maybe that's what was being relayed indirectly through some of those comments.
Your Blues head coach, Craig Berube. Certainly at some point you're going to be 5-on-4. The Blues are going to have a power play and a chance to have the man advantage. Are you trying something different tonight?
Yes.
And if so, what is that?
You said yes. What's your...
It's the dump and chase, baby. We
just dump it and go get it.
We're so cute. And I understand 5-on-5. Not many people like the dump and chase system because, you know, it just doesn't seem to, you know, get that offensive set up. But currently what they're doing now, they are so out of place. It feels like they're passing the puck 4 or 5 times just so guys can move counterclockwise into the very corner to where they're trying to pump it in through Rask's pad. It just doesn't work. You dump and chase. The team is physical. They have really good, you know, I mean, they know where other guys are on the ice. You saw Stanford, you know, or, you know, back, you know, the pass behind his back, between his legs. You know, you get plays like that when you do a dump and chase, and you get a lot of turnovers from what they're doing currently and trying to pass through Chara's stick, which is, you know, impossible. It's like a redwood tree, and you just can't get it through.
Yeah, you got to try something a little different. It was better late the other day. They just didn't score. They got more opportunities. I know it was suggested by Joe Micheletti with Frank Cusimano last night when he did his Channel 5 hit. Vince Dunn's got to be the guy quarterbacking the power play. I kind of like that idea just because he has shown since he's come back his ability to skate, move the puck quickly. I would definitely put Vince Dunn out there as the quarterback. I would put him at the center, the top of the blue line, and distribute left or right and move it quicker. There's no doubt the team has been slow. I don't know if I'm ready to go fourth line on the power play yet ahead of that, but you got to try something a little different. I would not keep Bozek with the first unit if I didn't have to. I would, but part of that is when you've got a Robert Thomas who's been hurt. He hasn't been able to play. I would like to see him, if he's healthy enough, to get a chance to play with the number one unit. But you do have to try something different because you can't give up a shorthanded goal tonight and expect to survive off of a power play.
You are U.S. Women's National Team head coach Jill Ellis. Any point yesterday were you thinking, let's stay back a little bit? 13-0.
Yeah.
I'm not against it, but any point were you just thinking, yeah, we got this?
It's an interesting scenario. One, the women's team, they're among the best teams in the world.
Yes.
Agreed. 100%. Whether you like it or not, the women's teams have been very good for quite a long period of time, and they have a swagger about them.
Yes, and I want them to keep that swagger.
And that's all champions have, a little bit of a swagger going, you know what, if you don't like what we're doing, stop it. There is a truth in that. There also is the, well, you're embarrassing the other team. Well, they showed up. They wanted to play. They're not good enough. I guarantee you that, and I don't have numbers in front of me, but there were teams when this first two World Cups were played where the United States were embarrassing teams, and they got embarrassed, but they were better. I think Japan is one of them. Early on, Japan's program was horrible. They were embarrassed on the pitch by the women's team of the United States, but they also returned the favor and won a World Cup against them years down the road. There's so much noise, I guess is the nice way of putting it, around that team. On Hope Solo is always ripping the team.
Yeah, she really is.
She was just
calling out Jill the other day.
She just needs
leader.
To sometimes keep her mouth shut. She was an unbelievable player and the best at her position. So when you're the best at your position, you get a pass sometimes at being loud and obnoxious. But the reality is you should have never played Hope Solo in the last World Cup you played in because of all the off-the-field stuff that you did and the stuff you were in trouble with the law. Should have never been on that team. You were, because you were the best player in the world at that position. You got a pass. Sometimes you need to just shut up. Let those girls play. Enjoy what they do. And see how this thing shakes out at the end, because they're going to face some really stiff competition down the road here. If they're going to win this thing, they're going to have to earn it.
My problem doing this and just opening up the floodgates for, you know, other teams that are actually competitive to do the same thing to you. Granted, you're probably not going to see many 13-0s, you know. So I think you can probably avoid that. But, you know, if a team does this to the Americans, you know, I always like to look at, you know, how they would react on the other foot.
And there's truth in that.
I don't know the American women's national soccer team as well as I guess I should. I don't know. I don't follow it as much. But I would assume with all that swagger that they have, I would assume they wouldn't be a big fan of running up the score. I'm not saying, you know, tic-tac pass it and, you know, just toy with them. But don't act like you just won the World Cup when you score your 12th goal. You know, to me, I'm fine with running it up. You know, they have a goal differential.
And
you
that
know,
is used as a tiebreaker, goal differential. Yeah. But yes, also, if it's 8-9-0, you're probably safe
but
in
it's
the goal
also,
differential category.
It's also
that's the argument some were making.
Yeah, that's also an embedded excuse to do something
right.
Like this. I'm not saying they did it on purpose, but certainly they acted after every goal celebration like they were trying to get 15. So, I mean, you do you, but in a situation where it's on the shoe's on the other foot, I hope they react accordingly.
All right, you are the head linesman of U.S. Thailand yesterday. It's 12-0 in the 90th minute. Do you really need extra time?
Absolutely not.
Was that necessary to add 3 additional minutes?
That is the one thing with refereeing in terms of soccer matches. It'll drive me nuts. You know, there is always a conversation. Hey, you got to know the pulse of the game and know what's going on.
Yes.
Case in point, 2 years ago, St. Louis FC is down a man. It's 110 degrees at game time. It was a high kick. St. Louis loses a guy. Game changes. Louisville scores like 3 or 4 goals after that. We're in the 90th minute. It's 4-1. It's still heat index up near 100, and the guy adds 4 minutes of extra time. And I was like, are you kidding me? These fans should be given medals for showing up out here, and you're going to do this in a game that it was over, you know, 45 minutes ago because of a somewhat questionable call by you, not knowing the pulse of the game? Yeah, just At 90, it's done, man. Finished. Over.
I was watching it yesterday, and it was in the 92nd minute. I'm like, what? Who's going to complain if you call it after 90 when it's 12-0? No one on the sidelines who's like, no, well, my stopwatch says we should keep playing. Like, no, just be done with it.
Yep.
Number five for the guys, brought to you by Greenville University. All right, guys, you are the Stanley Cup. Who are you being handed to tonight at 11 o'clock Central Time? And don't say Gary Bettman. That doesn't count.
Alex Petrangelo. It's going to be the Blues. There's still worry, though. I mean, I understand the record on the road, and you can throw that at, you know, in everybody's face and say, you know, it's obviously that the Blues are going to win. This is, you know, a different beast with in Boston, Game 7, not just of a conference final. This is the Stanley Cup final. So I think you throw the road record out the window. I think this will be a very competitive game. I got a 4-2 final. Wow. St. Louis Blues. Ooh. Empty netter on one of them.
Ah, empty netter.
Game.
Make it 4-2, like entering the third. That's what I want. No. Not an empty netter.
No.
Empty netter at the end.
It's a one-goal game. I'll give it to Petro. And the garden is silent as the cup is handed out.
It's going to be 2-1. I'm going to hate every minute of this game, but I do think the Blues win.
I'll take it.
I think it's
going to
be. I
don't care how it happens. It happens. I don't care if it Chara throws it in his own goal or if it's a hand pass that doesn't get called and the Blues score on it. I don't care. Blues win. I'm happy.
I'm going to hate every minute of it until it's over, and then I hope I can finally start to appreciate what that game was. It's 5 for the guys, brought to you by Greenville University. Checking out the text line. Oh, go to greenville.edu for more information. Hey, it's a text line. Texters have been chiming in for a little bit about their anticipation level, their emotions heading in to tonight's game. Danny Tanner with 2. I don't know what the outcome will be, but I expect a similar game to Game 7 against Dallas, which goalie blinks first and then adding, work, what's that? I'm here, but I'm having an anxious out-of-body experience.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are getting anything done at work today. Then tomorrow, nothing will get done.
This could be two of the least productive days in St. Louis this year.
Yep, absolutely true.
Scrolling through, big Sly in Oakville. I actually cry when I picture them raising the cup. But, my gut tells me Boston jumps out early on a soft goal, and Rask is a brick wall. 4-1 Bruins, I'm sorry to say. Says big Sly in Oakville.
Got to bring up the soft goal, one of the Achilles' heels of the St. Louis Blues in the history of their playoff runs. Let's hope that doesn't happen tonight. You do have to survive the first 10 minutes, though. It's going to be pretty crazy in Boston. But you do that by throwing the puck in there, beating the heck out of them. And let's say Barbie or that fourth line gets one of those early goals like they have gotten in the past, that place shuts up awful quick.
Guys, in my office at work, I put out a couple of fires for customers. Now I can't stop thinking about tonight's Game 7. Can you imagine what the dude who put 400 on the Blues at 250-1 odds? He's about 11 hours away from a big payout or nothing. LGB, the Boeville, Beville Mill.
Yeah, if you get money on the game, I guess you're even more nervous. That's one of the reasons I don't put any money down anymore.
New shirts, switching from Bud Select to Bud Light, and tacos instead of bratwurst tonight. Get that cup, touch the cup, hoist the cup. Carl Spackler, groundskeeper of the Shrubs, 573.
All right, we got a lot of Blues winners. We've had two pick-to-click so far from our guests, O'Reilly and Tarasenko. Tarasenko was Curbs, O'Reilly was Frank, so you can still send those in. But I got some Game 7 heroes you would not expect from past winners. You get guys like Brodeur who came up with shutouts. You get a guy like Patrick Waugh, the goalies who, you know, they're Hall of Fame goalies and came up big. How about for Pittsburgh in 2009, Max Talbot scores two goals in Detroit, and Pittsburgh wins the cup. So on that line, maybe it's a Barbashev tonight who scores two goals for the Blues coming back from suspension and wins the game. We'll go to 2004. The Lightning in a Game 7 on home ice. They had some pretty good guys up front. They had Martin St. Louis. They had Vinny LeCavalier. It was Ruslan Fedotenko who had two goals in the win for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Sounds like a pasta dish.
Yes. Here's another one. 2003, New Jersey Devils win. But Mike Rupp, fourth liner, with a goal and two assists in the win for Jersey with all the talent they had. And then this one, more of a guy you would expect, but I'll throw his name out there because you probably forgot about him a little bit. The Avalanche win in 2001. They had Ray Bourque. They had Sakic. They had Hajduk. They had a great group. But Alex Tanguay was the guy who had two goals in the win for the Avalanche. So those are some unlikely heroes over the course of Game 7.
Doug's prison wallet, I'm a mess. I've already eaten more crappy food than Injun Joe does in a whole weekend. We're getting a lot of people discussing just how terrified they are for tonight's game. About to throw up. Hockey Bob chiming in. I'll never understand the thought process behind wasting one's emotions on any type of entertainment. I just watch these games and enjoy.
Yeah, well, tell me that when they lose tomorrow.
Right.
Tell me what your feel is. You still be a little, I'm kind of down.
Ray King says we'll be spending the hours of 5 and 7 tonight nervously drinking. Then hopefully for him, the hours of, say, 10 and 1, celebratory drinking.
Yes, the two types of drinking will be had tonight for sure.
573 is in line with curbs. Pick to click, Vladdy Daddy. Time to shine. Dad strength for Vladimir. Just had a kid.
I like that. I'll take it. O'Reilly's been pretty good lately. He's been getting space. But Vlad, when he gets any chance to score tonight, shoot high, shoot over the shoulders or at Rask. That is one of my keys for this team tonight. Shoot any chance you get, but shoot high, because then you can't control the rebound. You get a chance for a fluky goal, or you just flat out beat him over the shoulders. It's almost impossible to beat him down low.
And, of course, the big news for Blues fans, or one Blue fan, Layla, flying out to Boston for tonight's Game 7.
That's awesome cool for her. I don't know if anybody is, if you haven't had a chance to see it, go check out the post on Twitter.
Yes.
If you don't get a little tear in your eye, there's something wrong with you. That's pretty awesome to see her reaction as she was told she gets to go to Game 7. That'll be awesome just to have her there. And if that happens, geez, just there'll be so many tears in everybody's eye if it happens to them.
Right, once-in-a-lifetime experience for her. That's very cool. Let's take a short timeout. Still scheduled to be joined by Martin Kilcoin at about 11:40. Midday Grind starts at noon. We'll have Charlie Marlowe at about 12:30 during that hour. It'll be myself and Bob Ramsey. But before we go to break, I want to tell you about Schnucks. This week, big news from Schnucks. Schnucks is launching a brand new line of their own ice cream. Real ice cream, not the stuff others have to call, quote unquote, frozen dessert. Because they don't use the best ingredients, this is the good stuff. And all the flavors, you wouldn't believe them. Innovative, fire and ice, maple walnut, blackberry cheesecake, just to name a few. There are 19 total indulgent flavors. With Schnucks ice cream, they aren't sacrificing flavor for speed. It's the difference between fast food and a home-cooked meal. There's no comparison. Also, and this is going to be a personal recommendation. This is in the copy, but I've had it. The Schnucks signature store-made beer brats, sold in packs of 3 pounds or more, are just $2.49 per pound. That's all the variety of the bratwurst, Italian, and also spicy stadium. Last Saturday, my wife and I had my sister, her husband, and then one of their friends over for dinner. We have a new grill, so we're trying to use it as often as possible. So we had a barbecue for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped at Schnucks, and we picked up, I went to the meat counter, and we got made our own little sample pack of all their brats that they have there. And they have a couple different varieties. All were fantastic. Very good. I could not recommend that enough.
They are all outstanding. Yes. You're right. I get all of the beer ones a lot.
Yes.
But you're right. The other ones are, you can't go wrong. There's no doubt about
that.
You
can pick up also, we picked up some of their fresh-made hamburger patties. That went over very, very well.
Oh, yeah.
The Schnucks Meat Counter is the place to be during the summer. Just stop by. These deals are good Wednesday through Tuesday, so make sure to get the Schnucks to try all the surprises in store. Just spot the red Schnucks dot. And, of course, use the app while you shop there as well. The Schnucks Rewards app, you got money back, or at least cash back, points back, to redeem on later purchases. We'll take a short time out. Martin Kilcoin in about 12 minutes or so, live from Boston. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan.